Jerry Bader Show, 950. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I will take calls on this if you have any. And by the way, I've received very few emails on this compared to during the whole shutdown back in October. Overwhelmingly, the House of Representatives approved the budget deal. It is a terrible deal. They weren't going to get any better. And holding out for anything better would have been pointless. Now, do I trust that Republicans will keep their word, and if they get the Senate and the House, they will govern like conservatives? No, I'm skeptical. What has changed is there is that Tea Party caucus there to keep them more honest than there was 2000, 2006. I do know this. Without winning elections, you get nothing. You get nothing. Even if you don't trust them to do it now, what sense does it make to go to the mat again and allow the attention to be taken off of Obamacare when you have all the momentum right now? Kevin writes, I disagree. Ryan has been trumpeting that there are no new taxes in this bill and is lying just like Obama lied about keeping your health plan. Ryan is the best candidate for the Dems this year because he's a huge sellout. I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that. Paul Ryan is trying to get the best deal that he can get. It's going to be a bad deal. This is exactly what we went through with Mike Hipsch. And I think it was 2007. There is just so much you can do. A friend writes, Jerry, here we go again. Please reelect me, and I promise I'll be more conservative and reduce the size and scope of government. All right, what's your alternative? What's the alternative? That's what I'm asking here. What is the alternative? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Scott in Wausau. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking the call. The thing that has been really bothering me about how this all played out is how Boehner, the first time he actually shows real emotion when he's not crying on himself, is when he takes a giant dump all over the Tea Party and the conservatives. Yet he cannot, or pretty much anybody on the Republican side, can't take that same emotion and fire and explain things like baseline budget and what the sequester really was and get on board with a plan that's simple, like that Connie Mack penny plan. But we're good at eating our own.
Well, and by the way, I'm much more critical of Boehner than I am Ryan here, because you're right. Look, those Tea Party groups are right. This is garbage. They're not wrong. And that's the problem that I do have with Boehner, Scott. They're not wrong about that. What I would like him to admit and say, look, with a divided government, this is the best we're going to get.
Well, you know, I don't like that. I know that Hannity, who his show is a little too Jerry Springer for me, but that Connie Mack plan makes sense. It can be explained to people that you freeze spending at today's limits.
Yes.
You cut one penny out of every dollar. A lower information individual can understand that if it's related to them in their household budget terms. And that's how you reach people. So some giant smoke and mirrors plan that Ryan put together, no one's going to understand it.
Okay,
even the people that religiously listen to your show, Rush, everybody else, you know, you're not going to understand that budget.
Okay, you make a really good point, and this has been brought up many times before, but this is a good time to bring it up. Republicans don't bring up baseline budget and the fantasy that there's no such thing as increase but a decrease but smaller increase at best if you're lucky, because of baseline budgeting picking up from the past and just moving up from there. They feel eyes will glaze over, so they don't go there, Scott, and you're absolutely right.
Can I say one other thing, Jerry? And it just goes back to when Cruz and Mike Lee were making the stand, and we all knew that we weren't going to be able to stop Obamacare. But the people got behind that fire because they were actually making a case. I'm represented by Duffy, who, in my opinion, goes along to get, to get along.
Yeah. Scott, thanks a lot for the call. I think there's a lot that I agree with there. Grace in Green Bay. Grace, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm just wondering. It's just frustrating. All the people that are complaining about this budget deal, yeah, it might not be the best thing in the world. However, how many of them sat on their butts during the last election? There were millions of Republicans that didn't vote. And I think they got a lot of nerve right now to sit there and complain, and they didn't even vote.
Well, because they convinced themselves that Mitt Romney would be no better than Barack Obama. And this is those who believe that, I think, are where we have a real challenge here, Grace, is because, yeah, the whole point of the Tea Party movement is to hold conservatives' feet to the fire and stay true to conservative principles. They need all levers of power to do that. And I would argue it is a different world with the Tea Party caucus there, which is why some, you know, what Boehner did, going off on the Tea Party groups. His point is, though, and I do understand Boehner's point, there's no point in a shutdown. We can take this to the mat. We don't have the leverage. They do, and we won't win. But then be more honest about what it is, about what the agreement is. Dave writes, I believe the problem with this deal in the eyes of conservatives like myself is this. We're afraid that this will be another broken promise and real savings will never be achieved. That is a completely legitimate concern. We've seen this game before. Increase now, cuts later. A budget is only as good as the next Congress that is elected. That's right, Dave. That's right. We can hope that conservatives will win, but if not, we continue down the road to destruction. Again, what's the alternative? Holding out, shutting down, and then having them cave as they inevitably will, as they did last time. What does that accomplish? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But this is a bad, bad deal. One of my favorite lines from the play Inherit the Wind. I may be rancid butter, but I'm on your slice of bread. Sometimes you take what you can get. But yes, this is rancid butter, and I'm not denying that. Going to the mat out of principle, fighting the good fight again would have been suicidal. And it would have been a meaningless political death. It would have accomplished nothing. Still to get to in the next hour, I want to replay a small snip of the interview that I did with Mike McCarthy. Oh, believe it or not, an early Christmas gift from the NSA. No, I'm sorry, from the ACLU. We'll get to the NSA next hour, too. 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.